Welcome to episode 16. Shall we go for a recap?
Right. Pretty intense last session.
Very intense session.
Started off with a dream that we all had about an old man getting closer with the little girl. He said, "Looks, granddad, it's blah, blah, blah." Said our name. We found out that Shreds the Sky is Jared, who was from way back in a limo. We found that he and Steve were connected, and they both had links to Roams the Ways, Theo's papa, and that they were potentially in Hive of the Broken Stars. We found out that they were shutting down Project Reborn, and that they'd got a small cell of four that were a cleanup crew. The Steve, Roams the Ways, and Shred the Skies were a pack and turned up at our house. Leona foresaw Bogdan's death. There was human male there. Adrian Adar, is that right? and one of them whispered to Theo, "They've brought us back and now they command us." There was a big fight with all of the aforementioned and two magey type people, one of which was Philip Hoffer.
Wasn't the other one Adrian Adar?
Yes.
No.
And then Leonis foresaw Mishka's death. Jeez, I can't remember. Anyway. And then there was a big fight and there was all lots of stuff. Download the episode because it was quite a good fight. And then Theo went and then he was back and he was very sad. Boo boo. this is me recapping. There was a voice.
Epic.
Stephen, a female. I'm not sure why I wrote that. Anyway.
This is good because no one
I've actually put Steve plus female ?
Yeah, because to say who's the female. Oh, is this? No, this is the story that Catherine told us because Catherine turned up. And then she was saying that there was Steve and a female who we didn't know. And then she said that, because she woke up, didn't she? When she got taken to the compound thingy.
Yeah.
And that's what she heard. And then 2 weeks later, things for her started to change. Anna exploded into white fire. Her avatar took control. And then the same happened to Catherine. And that was her story. And then Theo showed us his necklace, which turned into an axe thing.
Clive.
Thank you. And then Theo told us that his dad changed his death because he saw his mum.
Which leads you nicely if you go to the website and read Cup of Tea and More Tea Theurge.
Yes. And what was it called?
Aftermath.
Actually, if you read them in Aftermath, Cup of Tea and More Tea Theo, they make a little bit more sense.
Oh, yeah, because Steve got deaded.
Mm-hmm. Steve got deaded and Shreds the Sky got deaded.
Yeah. Roams the Ways didn't know.
Roams the Ways got not so deaded.
Who's the who?
Roams the Ways got not so deaded.
Roams the Rooms.
Roams the Rooms.
Roams the Rooms.
And the two mages didn't get dead either.
No,
but we were trying not to kill him.
We were trying not to kill him.
Were we?
One of them was Steve... No,
Philip.
One of them was Philip Hoffman, and we've got asked very nicely not to kill him.
But I've got the feeling that they're both ancient spirits anyway. So
are they ancient spirits of evil?
I don't think they are ancient spirits of evil.
Just ancient spirits of
just
ancient.
Ancient spirits of ancient,
Do they go vroom?
They don't do vroom from, they don't make things larger and blue.
Are they justified and ancient?
They could be justified and ancient.
I was going to say,
and they could drive an ice cream truck.
I was saying, because if they were ancient spirits of evil, can they transform this decayed form?
They could, in fact, transform this decayed form.
That was one of their hits.
Okay.
Tell me we're next, Angie.
Yeah.
So
I should probably know that.
The combat settled down. You've obviously returned back to the house where you all met up in the kitchen
and had tea
and vodka,
and mostly vodka.
And Catherine spoke to you about her experiences with Project Reborn.
Sorry.
So, what are you guys doing at the moment?
I'm going to my mum's house for a cup of tea.
I'm going to my flat to get something for my flat. Then I'm going to their mum's house.
For a cup of tea.
I'm going to my room to send an email.
Okay.
I am going to sit in my study, put my best King John Eel voice on, and go, Rory, I am so Rory.
Sorry.
Alternately, I'm not going to
right.
Leona's house for a cup of tea.
Okay.
I'm going to sit and talk to Alfred.
Okay.
And rewrite my will.
Okay. Nice. So.
And your foot.
Everyone goes. The owner, you head off to your mum's for a cup of tea and just to catch up after the intensity of the combat.
I want to go back to my.
It's only morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going back to my apartment. Right. At the library, I'm going to get changed, grab a packet of chocolate digestives, and I'm going to Leona's mum's flat.
Okay.
Not hobnobs.
Okay. Not hobnobs.
You head over there and you kind of catch up and have a chat and kind of just relax and chill out more than anything else. While you're doing that, Mishka, you're going to...
I'm speaking to Alfred and solicitors, sorting out will and testament. Day made him realise death is only around the corner.
Okay, as you're sorting that out, you get a the phone rings in the study.
Mishka?
You're friends with Bogdan, aren't you? He told me to call if something was happening.
Okay, calm. Who are you?
I'm one of Bogdan's friends.
That's really not helping.
You really need to get down to the flower shop.
Sergey?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Alfred, there's trouble at brewing. There's trouble in flower shop.
Yes, sir. Shall I call everybody?
Okay. How long have you been having tea for?
About half an hour. You've had a chat with Alfred and you've sorted out some of your legalities and stuff like that, your will and stuff.
Legalities?
Legalese. Yeah.
I think you should just stay with legalities.
I'd stick with legalities.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm down with legalities as well.
There's a shocker.
And a new word has been born.
Wrong, dude. That was...
So you're sorting your legalities out then?
I've sorted my legalities out. I am going to send Alfred to Maria's house.
Okay.
To get Theo and Leo.
Okay.
Glad I didn't trip over that one.
And
I shall ring Bogdan.
Okay. As you're sorting your email out, and you hit
Theo. He's had half an hour.
Oh, he's been doing other things.
I did read it.
Your phone starts to ring. It's Mishka.
Hello.
Sorry to interrupt what I can only assume is a heart-rending moment for you. Sergey has problems. Somebody just rang me. Apparently, the flower shop is in trouble.
Oh.
I think this is a bring guns and shit.
Oh, well. Another one.
Yes.
Okay, then.
Cheerio. And I'll go out to the car. I will get to the Land Rover with the box in the back.
Okay.
Well, with Bogdan's box in the back.
Yeah.
And I shall drive and wait outside the front gates.
Okay.
Can I get out of the front gates?
Yeah, it's been...
I will find a way.
It's been cleared, pretty much.
No, that's good.
I employ only the best.
You get the Land Rover.
I shall wait out the front for Bogdan to get in.
Bogdan eventually turns up, you climb in, and then you drive
over. I'm guessing Bogdan has a rather large case.
Yes, and a smaller case.
And I shall drive round. To Maria's house.
You drive to Maria's house, and as you pull up, Theo and Leona are walking out.
With cake.
No, you've got cake. I haven't got cake.
Do you have a hobnob?
No. I've probably got one in my mouth. A hobnob.
Mother said you two should eat. I bring cake.
Okay. I'll take some cake.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll sit in the back.
Okay, everyone gets in the car. Can you make me a dex drive roll, please?
I'm driving.
Two successes, no problem at all. We start pulling away.
Sorry, just a brief intermission while the storyteller had disappeared.
And you make your way to Sergei's shop.
I know where Sergei's shop is.
Yep.
I bought it, effectively.
After about 20 minutes, half an hour...
Nah, it's going to be longer than that. Sergei's shop's in London.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a couple of hours.
Okay.
If I can do it in 20 minutes, dude, I'll do it in 20 minutes.
You, a couple of hours passes, and you eventually turn up outside the shop.
I shall stop down the road from where the shop is.
Okay.
But with the shop in eye line, so I can at least look at it first.
Okay.
I'll look at it through my telescopic sight.
Okay. Make some rolls, please.
With my beady, beady eyes.
Perception and alertness.
Please.
Do I get any extra for looking down a telescopic sight?
Yeah, plus one. Three successes off.
Plus one what?
Four successes off once again.
Ah, right. Four successes from me as well.
Wicked. Okay.
What?
You notice that the front of the shop, the front door is open and part of the glass is cracked.
Looks like it's been broken into.
It wasn't Sergei who rang, so.
Who was it?
Just one of.
I.
One of your contacts, give him a name.
Try and describe one of Sergei's friends.
Yeah.
Well, high pitched, squeaky voice. Didn't sound overtly Russian.
Frank?
Could have been.
He was out of breath as well and quite.
Was he a fence?
No. Freddy.
Frank the florist.
Woohoo!
Obviously.
Sorry.
That wasn't deliberate.
Should have been Florence.
So, what are you doing?
Seeing as this is one of those situations, I shall get out of the car, put my long trench coat back on, and wait for everybody else.
Okay.
Should go around the back.
What's everyone else doing? Bogdan?
I'm leaving the large case and taking the smaller case with me.
Okay.
And going around the back.
Okay. Theo?
Making sure that my pistol's in its shoulder thingy holster. Mm-hmm. Making sure I've got my carry necklace. I'm also going to very cautiously step out of the car.
Okay. Leona?
Having a slight stress after this morning's happenings that we're back in the same position again.
Quite the same position. Now we're in the centre of London.
Mm.
And there's not an iron gate around anywhere.
Yeah. But there are plenty of armed police response units.
have we got blacked out windows?
You have limo tint on the rear.
On all of the windows, or just...
No, it's got to stay legal, so it's 30% tint on front. But it's black limo tint on the rear.
Okay.
So mostly?
Mostly.
Mostly.
If you're in the back seat, no one can see you.
You.
Because that's just the way Michigan rolls.
And also because Bogdan's usually in the back with a gun.
Yeah. It's generally a good point.
I'm going into lupus form then.
Okay.
You get dog hair on the upholstery and you're cleaning it.
Okay, you shift. And where are you going?
Out of the car.
And where?
Hopefully there's a door open. Otherwise.
No opposable thumb.
Is there like a side alley or anything? Right.
Yeah, I've just gone down it.
Right. I shall follow up the rear.
Okay.
Giving Bogdan 2 minutes head start to get down the alley. So as soon as I see him duck down the alley, I'm going to make way for the front door.
Okay.
With my best I need to buy flowers face.
What does that look like?
I have no idea yet. Are you coming with
I'll
me?
I'll go
coming?
With...
Thank you.
Yes, I'll go with you, Mishka.
Okay. Mishka and Theo, you start
Somebody
making,
follow me.
You start making your way to the front door. As you get closer, you notice that the shop is in darkness. And the front door has been hit by something because the round bullet door handle, all the glass is shattered and broke. Yeah.
What time of day is it?
It's got to be lunchtime-ish now.
Yeah.
What's happening around us?
It's actually...
What are the crowds doing? Are people... Is it quiet?
It's quiet.
Yeah. Not right, is it? This is the centre of London.
Thinking about it now, yes. Looking around, you're
sorry.
Like...
Sorry.
Yeah, something's not quite right at all. And you all eventually work this one out.
Not so sure about this one.
I look through the front. I'm guessing it's a glass pane front door.
Yes.
I shall sort of cautiously peer into it.
Right.
And just look around.
It looks like there's been a commotion inside.
Okay. Perception and investigation.
Okay, well, Bogdan, Leona.
Am I at the back door?
Yeah, right at the side door.
Is it still shut?
Yeah.
So it's not been forced?
No.
Are there any windows or anything?
No.
Five successes. What sort of commotion can I detect? I'm not going, but I'm just having a look around now. Was there a fight? If so, with how many people? What sort of actions were happening? What can I see from the scene? Five successes.
The shop's a mess completely. Buckets tipped over. Counter the where the cash register should be. That's been thrown on the floor. The actual counter itself is being broken into.
It's quite a big struggle.
Yeah.
Can I see any blood?
Not at the moment from outside.
Can I smell blood?
Yes.
I just looked
at you.
Can I do my scent of true form inside?
Yeah.
Well, around.
Yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 successes. Other than the 3, everything else is normal.
Okay. Did I pick anything else up, like... Not knowing that he's already smelt blood.
You do... Are you going to open the... Have you opened the door at all?
I'm going to open my case first.
Okay.
Then okay. I'm going to open the door.
As soon as you open the door, you do get a smell of blood. And
a familiar coppery tone.
Yeah.
Lots of blood.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to head in.
Okay.
Before I go to the front, I'm looking around the buildings around us. Just casual, like.
Yeah.
But examining windows at relevant floor levels. I've been around Bogdan too long. I'm looking for a sniper.
Make me a roll, please.
I already have 4 successes.
No, it's all clear, as far as you can tell.
Casual look around. Are there any bystanders around? Any pedestrians?
Nope.
Look at Mishka. Tilt the slugs.
Do not know. I'm going in.
Make me stealth. If you've been stealthy as you go in, make me a stealth roll. Whoever's entering the building here, let me stealth check, please.
I'm not planning on being stealthy.
Okay.
I'm planning on drawing commotion, knowing that Bogdan will be going in the back.
Yes.
In which case, are we the bait?
I'm playing bait, yeah.
Okay.
Remember, you're in dog form.
Yeah.
I shall push the door.
As you push the door, it swings, stops, and then falls off its hinges.
Hello?
I shall drop down in...
You hear a bang.
I shall drop down into Russian and say hello. Anybody there?
No answer.
Selfie.
Oh, yeah, you're what shadows you are.
I am...
You two, so you start to move in.
I'm going to spirit speech. Is there anybody there? Ooh. Is there anybody there?
You get a silence.
I shall step into the shop. My aim is that ultimately I'm knowing Bogdan's tactics will be through the back door and quietly. He's probably got a big silence weapon on him at the moment.
I'm gonna
got a big silence weapon on before him.
Before I go
into
the shop,
a big weapon on him.
Before I go into the shop, I'm going to get the phone that Michelle got me. Still don't understand, but I do know that there's a torch facility.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put the torch on the brightest setting and I'm going to cover it.
Okay.
I'll step in.
Okay, you step in and you...
I shall try and step over as many broken flowers and vases as I can.
You do. You make your way in slowly. into the front of the shop, which has been, there's been a fight, a good fight.
Good. Sergei still knows what he's doing.
And it's just a mess.
I shall take a couple of steps, so I'm about centre of the shop.
Yeah.
I shall stop and I shall look around, being very quiet and using whatever senses I can to see if I can figure out if anybody's actually hiding anywhere or listen for other creaking noises.
Okay, let me roll.
What's the layout at the back of the shop?
Okay, you walk through the side door into a shortish corridor. It goes off about 10-20 metres in front of you, and then you see it go round, which you presume is the front, where it takes you to the front of the shop. Down the side, down the corridor itself, you've got three doors. They're all, as you walk to the first one, as you see the first one, it's basically been smashed to pieces.
The first door?
Yeah.
What's in there?
It's basically like a mini warehouse, tiny storeroom, but it's been ransacked.
What about the next door?
Okay, you move up to the next door. Next door is, again, partly, not been smashed, but it's partly open. And it's an it's an office.
I'm looking at you because I'm waiting for you to tell me if you can smell anything.
Sniffy McSniff sniff.
You meant the roll. Mishka, you're standing there looking around the centre, looking around the shop, trying to get...
It's just like when you're standing in the middle of a room, just looking around, but you're relying on other... Because guessing it's a little dark in here, bar whatever light's just sneaking through. I'll be sort of like trying to use sense of smell, or sense of smell and hearing.
Okay, you can hear a bits of movement in the back, but you presume it's...
I'm going to presume it's...
difficulty on perception.
These two at the minute.
And you just...
Seven.
Okay, you get a sense of...
You know that feeling when you know somebody's somewhere, but you don't know where they are?
You get a feeling of uncertainty. There's quite a lot. Something horrible has happened here. And the scene and the feeling it's left is not... But you don't get any sense that anyone else in it other than you four.
Well, nobody alive, at least. Yeah. I'll have a quick look around the counter and stuff. Before
I'm
going
to attract your attention, and I'm going to get the pocket mirror out.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got loads of successes. I'm in the umbra.
Okay.
Well, the pen umbra. What do I say?
The shop.
The bottom of my mug. Mm. Right. Anything else that's out of the ordinary that I probably would not expect to say?
It's got an aura.
Define the aura.
It's black. With veins.
Okay. Well. Okay. I'm going to go back. Exit the umbra.
Mm-hmm. Seven successes.
Mm-hmm.
You smell blood, a lot of it, coming from that room.
Anything else? Any lingering sense of
any... I don't know what the evil song for the worm is.
Rose wise.
Isn't it? No. Wrong one. I shall relay. Dog growl.
Charlie said?
Yeah.
What's that, Lassie? Timmy stuck down the well.
Kick the door open.
Okay, you kick the door open, it swings off and then pulls off its hinges and disappears.
I jump because I'm not expecting a loud bang to be happening from in the back.
I immediately put the torch and not to you.
On the desk you see a body.
I'm going to check the rest of the room first.
It's clear.
It could be a draw. I'm going to edge over to the body, but I'm going to keep an eye on the corridor at the time in case it's to lure me in.
You move over to the desk, and it's as you get closer, you can make out the features, and it's Sergei.
I'm going to check his pulse.
Dead.
Fuck.
It looks like he put up whatever. Whoever attacked, he looks like he put up a good fight, and he's simply he's laid on the desk, and he's got his arms crossed with a yellow flower. placed on his chest.
Someone did that on purpose, didn't they?
Yep.
Any particular flowers?
Maple.
Like a daffodil or some shit.
Yeah.
Carnation or rose.
Mm.
Wouldn't be a daffodil.
It's not done out of respect.
No.
Do you want to take a piss?
Tulip.
Tulips.
Right, I'll carry on out of the room. Yes. Head down the corridor.
Oh, if there's nothing on the shop floor of interest, I'll work my way backwards.
I'm following.
You're looking for stairs up, because I know this shop is multi... Well, I know it's got, like, a shop floor, then it's got, like, living apartments upstairs.
And I'm covering... Well, not literally covering this back part.
You make your way...
Figuring at some point I'm going to bump into Bogdan.
Well, yeah, pretty much. You make your way in through the back, where there's a corridor, and you can see a huge wolf, and then Bogdan comes walking out of the room, not looking too pleased. And then
sit.
There's a door, but which is closed.
I sniff the door.
Seems clear.
Oh. I'll open the door carefully.
Okay, you open the door. It leads to the stairs going upwards.
I'm taking this time to put on my gloves.
Your daddy was here.
Worm taint everywhere.
I'll carry on up the stairs.
Okay, you make your way up the stairs.
I'm going to start backing Bogdan up now.
Okay, you make your way up the stairs quietly.
Walk past you and ruffle your ears.
And you come up into what seems to be like a living quarters. It's a front room, sofa, television in the corner, and then there's a small kitchen, and then there's a bedroom.
Clear.
You're checking them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you check the kitchen. Kitchen's clear. Check the bedroom, and there's another body.
Frank?
No.
Who?
It's a female.
Have I seen her before?
You kind of recognise her as the person she was seeing, Sergey. Again. She's lying on the bed, arms crossed, with the same kind of flower.
I'm going to have a look.
But her face looks terrified.
I'm going to have a... got leather gloves on, so I'm going to have a sort of prod around the body carefully, respectfully.
Okay.
I want to see what cause of death was.
Okay, let me...
I'm basically looking to see if there's a great big open wound anywhere.
No.
Hang on. Let me do a medicine check, see if I can't figure out what it was as well. Ooh, three successes.
You
intelligence medicine roll, so just looking for
rudimentary things.
Feel around the back of the head, feel around the neck, see if anything feels disjointed, rib cage.
Nothing. As far as you can tell, it could have been a heart attack. It could have been fear. It could be anything.
Do you want me to question the spirits in the building, see if they can see anything, remember seeing anything?
Do you really want to question spirits in a worm-tainted building?
The building's not worm-tainted. Well, the building isn't made of the worm. It's just tainted with the worm.
Badly by the look of your face.
Not entirely sure how long we can be here before the police turn up.
No.
This is the kind of thing I would expect him to do.
Although it's terribly quiet outside.
At the moment.
I have checked all the windows as best I can. There appears to be nobody in the building opposite.
We'll see.
Horrible thought.
Go quick, I'm going to go and have a look in the Umbra here as well.
Okay.
Leona.
Mm-hmm.
Can you smell gas?
Yeah, I've done it.
Don't you roll. Okay.
Very quick. I'm just basically just
maybe a dexter trial.
One entire dexter trial. Oh shit!
Gas oven.
Don't give him ideas for fuck's sake.
No, I know. But this is the way I'd roll it.
Ooh, three successes.
Okay, you step out the way as this black vile tendril comes to grab you,
and I shift out again.
Okay,
and I'm running. Get out of here.
No, there's no gas.
Okay, just check.
No, I'm...
Bye, Theo. I'm following you. Theo appears to be spooked. Shall we leave?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm... I shall meet you round the front again, yes?
Yeah.
Seeing as you came in the back, I suggest you go out the back.
Putting my gun back in the case.
Okay.
Can I detect anything as I'm going fastly away from the...
Let me roll.
Fastly.
You see...
It's a word now.
I am moving hastily, but cautiously.
Okay.
What role am I making, by the way?
To detect?
Oh, detect, yeah. That's perception, occult.
Yeah, I go with that.
I like that, because that's a lot.
Because I don't want to particularly trip over anything and land on a big pool of broken glass. It would just mess up the look.
And I've got a speciality in the cult, which is spirits. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You rolled enough tens there.
7, 8.
Okay, where are you at the moment?
Probably at the stairs.
Okay, where are you?
Following him down the stairs.
I'll be behind Bogdan. And she could be anywhere she wants. She's a wolf.
Okay. Well,
rather large dog.
As you kind of have one quick look around you again, you start to you notice that from one of the walls, it starts to best way to describe it is melt, as a black tendril starts to form out of it. It's basically dripping with that black stuff that was attached to Leona's neck, and it's starting to manifest and come through.
Are we not going down the stairs then?
Nope.
I'll turn around and I will
open a window.
Well, I'm thinking not necessarily open.
I'm going to
living room window. How big are they?
I'm just going to jump out the window.
Okay, grabbing Leona in her doggy form, I shall pelt towards the window. Leap through window, said heroic style, and fall backwards, casually.
And land on the dog.
No, wait, you're in front of me.
Miska, you jumping out the window?
I'm just going to power out the window.
Jumping out the window.
Wait, well, she's just going to get a choice. Yeah.
I'm going to head towards the window and look and see what the fall's like.
It's not too bad.
10 foot.
I'll
maybe 15.
Lower myself
out. Death athletics rolls, please.
Don't worry.
My head on the floor.
This is what it is.
Fucking hell. That's a lot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Considering
I've only
got
like a 5 dice pool.
I've got a 2 dice pool.
I've got 5 successes.
I really need to put a speciality into my athletics.
If he's landing on his back and I'm on his chest.
You're fine. Your head's here.
Yeah.
Your head is on my chest.
Do I need to make a roll?
No.
Not with my successes.
Is it a quick...
I didn't know he was holding up.
Can you change form really, really quickly?
If you spend a point of rage.
Yeah, fine.
I'm backflipping out of that window, dude.
2 successes.
Fine.
But they were very high numbers.
That's cool. No worries. Okay, you all... The first... Mishka, you dive through the window, shattering the window as you dive through.
I'm backwards to it because I've got a doggy in my hand.
And you... backwards some assault and land... And your feet, no worries.
Put the dog
you
down, kind of stand up.
Follow him. Just barrel through it, jump, and you kind of land, but you land fine, but it's a bit of an awkward land. Mm. You, again.
I'm not doing none of this fancy. I'm just kind of taking a
saunter
look
out the window.
And then making a calculated decision on the jump.
Okay.
I'm not fucking barreling through it like some amateur.
And you land. No,
I'll have you know, I stuck my landing.
As you all land and look at the shop, you see the shop taking on a darker presence now.
Backing away from the shop.
Killer shops.
I'm really, really backing away from the shop.
Suspected those not from the street, not here.
Guesstimate, it's not one spirit. Sorry, it's not more than one. It's not multiple spirits. It's one spirit.
Big angry one.
Big,
on a scale of that, 1-2 shit, how far in it are we?
Lots of shit.
Okay.
As you all land and are looking at the shop, you get a...
I'm backing away.
Gnarl links in with you.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, we are still holding.
Mental image of what I'm saying to Gnarl.
You get a...
Yeah. Hang in there, buddy.
He gives you a mental image of what they're facing. Same thing.
Oh.
Except it's a huge black ball of mass with lots of flailing tentacles, and they're hurling these big, huge. They look best to describe as black boulders, but they're like a vortex look to them, as it's being thrown at the stronghold that they've
holed up in.
Yeah, there's lots of when you see it hit, it kind of sparks. A yellow from that it's obviously hitting something.
Some sort of barrier.
Yeah, it hits that, it sparks yellow, and they just kind of fade. But then you see like the cracks appear, and they appear and then kind of reverse, but some of them are taking longer to, as more volleys are coming. Something, you should think something big.
Yeah, this is not good, guys. This is not good at all.
Kill a florist shop doesn't give that away. I'll put you down now, by the way.
Thank you. There's no plants called Audrey in there. We should be okay.
Do they want feeding?
Uh-oh.
Your phone.
Feed me.
Starts to ring.
I look at it.
It says, Alfred.
Oh.
Answer. Fuck, it was a double.
Blast. Alfred?
It's Leona's mum.
Maria?
Help.
Where's Alfred?
He's lying on the floor at the moment. I've called an ambulance, but he's not moving. He's breathing, but he's not moving.
Right, when did that happen? I'm running to the car while having this conversation.
Okay, about 5 minutes ago.
Right, stay there, stay with him, don't move. Have you called an ambulance?
I have, yes.
Call Stuart on security.
Yes.
He's a fully trained medic, he'll know what to do.
Thank you.
Are you safe?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Right, lock your doors. Hang the phone up.
Check your phone.
Put my phone in my pocket. Start the car.
Can you get us there faster?
Can I?
Can you?
We can get the car picked up later if we can.
Sorry?
We can get the car back later if you can.
Am I able to find a shortcut in the Umbra?
Make me roll. Is the best thing.
What am I rolling?
Intelligentical?
Yeah.
Shortcut in
Yumbra. And how much effort would it be to sidestep a car?
We can come back for the car.
Are you thinking about driving it through a plate glass window? Then sidestep the whole car? Has anybody else seen The Sorcerer's Apprentice?
No.
Bogdan, your phone starts to ring.
Which phone?
Not the demon phone.
Right, okay. Who is it?
It's Silent Smith.
Four successes.
Four successes. You reckon you could knock about an hour off the trip?
I think I can knock an hour off the trip. Won't be easy.
That halves it. That's good. Hello. Bip.
Go.
A female speaks.
Hello.
Is this Bogdan?
It is.
He's missing.
Where was he seen last?
He was seen here this morning. He went to the bathroom and then never came out.
Right.
He said that if anything was to happen to him, to call you. She seems... You can see she's keep... Well, you can sense she's keeping the panic locked up.
Don't worry. I'll make sure he's okay.
I know you are.
I'll ring you back on this number if I hear anything.
Okay.
Your dad needs to be fucking put down.
Who's dad?
Your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure your phone rings.
Again?
Yeah.
I answer it.
To your mum?
Yes.
Straight into Russian, mama.
Papa's been taken to hospital.
Why?
Oh, he's doing it.
Apparently, a heart attack.
Mama, did you see anything near him?
No.
Get Uncle Petrov to him now. Get the pack around him.
Yes.
I've got some weird shit going on over here.
I understand.
I will...
I know.
Try and book a plane over at some point. I have issues with Alfred at the minute.
I understand. Papa told me that you had some problems.
Yes. Alfred's collapsed. Alfred used to be their butler.
I see.
I need to sort Alfred first.
Yes, of course.
I will be with Dada soon.
Okay.
You... Bye-bye, Mama. You said you can find me a shortcut.
Yes.
Show me.
We need to go into the Umbra first. That's the pocket mirror I've got.
I look around
can you contact Abby?
Yes.
The masses of glass.
The safe. Oh,
phone Abbey.
Hi. How are you doing?
Everything is shit at the moment.
Really?
Yes.
Can you find me a shortcut to
Russia? How can I help?
Have I told you about Sergey? With the flower shop?
You mentioned it.
I need to switch myself into...
Murdered.
I am sorry. She takes... Her tone of voice instantly changes straight away.
Let me get back to
that. Alfred's unconscious. Mishka's mom.
She's fucking...
No, Mishka's dad's in hospital.
No. Abby's there.
Tell her to send...
Get her down to the house.
Yeah, get to Alfred. You can't get us there. Okay. No, we're coming through the Umbra or something.
Abby can get us to Russia.
Abby can get me to Russia. Russia can wait for a minute. Your dad needs to be put down first. As does a few other
people. I have an idea.
Have we not got a moon bridge?
Oh, that'll be Daddy dearest.
Get here, I have an idea.
Okay.
Are we ready to watch a Silver Fang fail a sidestep roll miserably?
Likewise. What am I rolling to sidestep?
Gnosis.
What do we roll for the thing?
Gnosis.
No.
I need something a lot more fucking reflective.
Gnosis.
I'm looking at the...
Fuck yes.
Is that all you... Honestly, he's got Gnosis.
No. Willpower, I'm fucking shit hot.
Two fucking tens, baby.
I've got two tens as well.
Dude.
Yes.
I think I'm a bit blasé with my huge Gnosis ball.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Hang on. Gnosis. Willpower. Rage.
I like that, dude.
Yeah, right, my rage is... So you all sidestep.
Less rage than you.
Some do it less... Well, some find it easier to sidestep than others.
What? I'm just staring at the windscreen.
As soon as I do that, I'm shifting to Krynos.
Okay.
I can activate all my talisman's bettering, all my powers bettering Krynos.
Gonna keep checking.
Yeah, panic.
And the whole door is gone.
Just in case you have any midgets with you, can you short the door in half?
Oh, I did it! I got one success.
Okay, you shift.
What's that?
Just as a side note, it's easier to shift in the Umbra. No rolls
That's
needed.
Good. I just wanted to say
it. It's fine.
Which way is quicker to travel here? This form or four legs?
Makes a difference, it's all relative now.
I'll run.
You don't need to run.
No, but it makes me feel better.
Yes, it makes me feel better. Lope.
You can just...
I shall keep pace with him loping.
Okay.
I like the physical thing.
Okay,
after
about an hour or so...
Are you
all
timid?
I am, yeah.
You eventually...
Just the way I'm standing.
You eventually come back through the Umbra, back into normal reality.
Yes.
And you appear... Where were you exiting?
The courtyard area just outside the library.
Okay, you all exit no problem at all.
Not breaking step. I'm just going to increase my pace and go flying off towards that.
Okay,
Maria's house.
You all run off towards there.
I'm staying Dr. Vaughan,
aren't
I? When you get there, there's an ambulance already there.
Oh, I'm changing out to Greenhouse.
Yes.
There's an ambulance already there. And Alfred's being wheeled out on a
bed. Putting my AK-47 down in the house before I run out.
I shall skid up behind
your mum.
I should just be around.
Oh, switch for change.
Yeah, you might want to do that.
Changing.
I should go. Basically, keep running. I'm going to go streaming towards Alfred's bedside, and I'm going to speak to the paramedic straight off. I've got him, and basically get the rundown. I can understand this medical speech.
He talks. Basically, he's in a coma. He's fine. He hasn't had a heart attack or anything like that, which is what I thought he may have had. He just seems to have gone into a coma.
I give him the number of a private hospital that I've used numerous occasions, and Alfred knows, and it's part of my family's sort of back regime.
Okay,
and tell them to go there,
and
go fast.
Can I make an intelligence and rituals roll, see if there's some sort of ritual that puts people into a coma, and why?
Yeah, certainly.
I shall also give them... I shall... Tell them who sent them in, and I'll ring ahead.
Okay, you get all that.
And it's a private hospital on the outskirts of London somewhere.
Okay, you get all that organised for him straight away, no problem at all.
Because they've got blues and twos and therefore can go a lot quicker.
As three successes.
You do.
I'm just wondering if Daddy Dearest has enacted some sort of ritual that's put multiple people into a coma.
I'm also going to ask if they can take Maria with them.
Cool. Yes. They're.
Thank you.
What's the ritual? What do I think the ritual does?
Maybe another roll just to look over Alfred before he gets put into the ambulance.
Okay. Intelligence rituals, yeah?
Yeah.
And then I'm ringing Mummy.
Three successes.
Okay, you look at... as they wheel in past, you have a quick look, and you suspect that whatever the ritual's been used, it seems to have not taken life away, but paused it.
Right, okay.
And possibly could be siphoning in life.
So it's paused it and sleeping away. Okay.
Especially with your mum.
But you also notice now you know what you're looking for, you can see a tinge of a black aura around him.
I need to contact somebody more powerful than me.
Abby comes running up to you. I have an idea.
Hang on a second. I'm sensor praying Agent Smith. Detective Smith.
Can't find him.
Okay.
Follow me, all of you. And she leads you.
I want the phone.
Okay.
Okay, make your phone call.
I'm ringing Mama. I can follow.
Okay.
And follow Abby.
You all make your way. You all make your way.
Yeah.
what are you doing?
You all make your way down to the new area that's being built.
That's a hell of a walk.
Yeah.
Golf cart it.
Segway.
I shall ring Mummy. Tell her if Uncle Petrov hasn't got in touch yet to give me his number. I'm going to rant at him like nobody's ever ranted at him before.
Straight away.
And explain the same thing that's happened to Alfred and check if it's the same thing that's happening to him. If it is, did you inform us of?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I will do that.
In that case, I'll just leave it at that. And any news that they can gather.
The pack has been mobilised and is now situated around the hospital that your dad's in.
Okay, I'll also let her know, can Mr. Uncle Petrov, sir, kindly send a couple of guards over to St. Mary's Hospital in London, which is one of the hospitals that they've had me in before.
They'll be there in minutes.
It's a hospital run by my parents for werewolves.
They'll be there in minutes. Moonbridge, no worries.
As fabulous. We're walking away from...
Yeah.
Pissing off a rather large...
The not werewolves, I will... Describe to my team what you told me about the ritual.
Is it possible?
Yes.
Yes. And it's likely something that Daddy Dearest would do.
At least his left jaw is where he can find him.
Who's gum?
Smith.
Shit. I'll send the text message to Mum's number. Detailing it could be a ritual.
The elders.
You eventually make it.
I suppose I could.
After a long walk to Abby's area.
What? What? Don't. Mishka, do not do the shit thing. A stop. And a little.
A thought.
No, Mishka, do not just stop and say shit.
Why just target normal humans so far? Other than my dad, who is basically not a normal human. He is, for all intents and purposes.
Is your mum being watched?
My mum's got my Uncle Petrov with her. Nobody's getting to her. Nobody's getting to my dad.
Is my mum being watched?
Your mum's got my Uncle Petrov watching her. Nobody's getting to her or Alfred.
Okay.
They have just racked off the Olenska family. We are a rather large...
Sorry, Abby, I do apologise for interrupting there.
I'm wondering... Sorry, cracking shoulders. Anybody else's particular visions have anything nasty happen to them in that place outside one of the underground stations?
Hello.
What?
Original visions.
No.
No.
I know yours.
Mm. That seems a bit by the by now, doesn't it?
Well,
part of mine's going to pass.
It's something.
Mine hasn't.
So far, that I've not been back to look on. And I'm getting the feeling maybe we should.
Well, we always stay away from that.
I want to go back to that underground cairn thingy in the railway station at some point. Okay. But not now, I want to go with Abby.
Okay, you all make your way into Abby's research facility where the machine that you all noticed is now fully operational.
Anybody checked on Catherine?
No.
She's here, isn't she?
She's here.
She's not at research, she's at the house.
You
with her daughter.
You said you'd lost one of your friends.
Yeah.
That'll help you. And she points to the machine.
I've already sensed the prey and I can't find it.
That'll help you.
How do I work that then?
Get into it.
I had a vision about that. I'm not keen. I won't lie.
Okay, it's up to you. That's the idea I've got.
Fuck, I promised her I'd do something. Okay.
Are you sure, Bogdan?
Oh, sorry, Daisy.
No.
I'm going to trot on her.
Not even a little bit.
You're too fat to be on the table.
Sorry.
You don't have to. There are other ways.
But is there any chance of this thing going horribly wrong and trapping me within it?
No. I'll be there right by the side of you.
Promise?
Promise.
Promise, promise.
Promise, promise.
Okay, then.
Trust me. I get the feeling she won't let anything bad happen to you. I think she has more than a vested interest in your health.
Oh. Awkward!
Slightly shifty and getting...
I just look at you and smile in one of those...
Okay, you get the machine, you kind of stand there, and it can't...
I'll give you a... Wow. Please, I've just avenged the death of my last girlfriend. Give me a minute.
You get in and she comes...
That's the look I give you, anyway.
And she comes over and she puts
some... I'm an expressive man.
I'll wink at you.
She attaches some monitor cables to your head and arm and stuff like that, and your life signs go up on the side. Make me a willpower check.
Now, Abby, between you and me, can he still hear us? What are the actual risks of him being in that machine? You say none, but it's a little bit too.
He should be fine.
Should.
Should be.
Should.
First time it's been used.
Oh.
So it could go horribly wrong.
Can I hear that?
Yeah.
I'm going to give her a look. It's a fairly intense look, and it's slightly panicked.
You're Russian, what have you got to worry about?
Everything!
I've got you there.
I forgot. She walks up round, comes back, and places a bottle of vodka on a little table on the side of it.
Yes, because vodka makes everything better.
That's what you Russians drink, is it?
You're expecting me to work a computer with my mind while drunk.
Yeah, the problem is you bought Smirnoff.
Anyway.
Did she bring good vodka?
Yeah. As you're talking, she flicks the switch and you kind of feel a little bit of a charge run through you.
Fetch me a straw.
I fetch him a straw.
Make me a roll to find...
A straw?
A roll?
What do you do to find... What's the roll for your...
There isn't one.
I just know.
He concentrates.
Make me...
This is going to allow me to concentrate a fuck ton more.
Make me a perception
until
investigation
the
roll.
Hits.
Okay.
And add... Five to it.
Five successes.
Five extra dice to it.
Ah, right. So that gives me 7 dice then. I'm not perceptive.
Bloody hell.
Okay.
You're not perceptive, are you?
No. 3.
That's cool. That now counts as 30 successes.
Oh, alright then. Fuck me.
Do you say that out loud?
As you feel,
yes.
As you feel your consciousness.
In Russian.
Expand to take. Normally, when you use the power, you only get a.
Fuck me.
You get a.
Funnily enough, I know swear words.
When you get a. No, when you use it normally, it's not very much.
Yes, she does.
Focus.
She also knows
this is now a wider area. Yeah. A hell of a lot wider, with a lot more detail, a lot more high resolution.
Welcome to Google Earth Plus.
HD.
Void scream.
3D!
You find in seconds, Smith.
Where is he?
He seems to be on a large boat in a container.
Something went wrong with him.
What type of what boat is it?
It seems to be a shipping boat.
Where's it heading to? Shipping.
You can't tell where it's heading to. It's in a dock.
It's in a dock.
Yeah.
Is it the dock? Is it the dock?
Which the dock?
The dock.
The dock.
Oh, those docks.
Make me a perception. A cult roll, please.
Oh, I can do that.
Where's his dad?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Well, we're at it.
On the ship.
Your dad's on the ship.
Ooh.
Let's go. I need to smush some faces.
Okay. Where is Catherine's husband?
Ooh. That you can't pick up. In fact, okay, thank you. In fact, no, you do pick it up.
Hmm.
And you kind of get a, as you kind of pinpoint the location, you get pushed away.
Ooh. That's some powerful shit.
What's that?
You are noticing
Catherine's husband.
Yeah, he is powerful, that's why.
I can't find him.
Mate,
if you were plugged into this, you'd be very surprised that you couldn't find him.
Really? He is an ancient.
I just found 10p I dropped 3 years ago. Gone back into circulation. It's in Scotland now.
That's good. Can you find my other list?
I'm getting the feeling I could do that, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know where my other Mr. Happy Sock is?
I've never had contact with your Mr. Happy Socks.
I can tell you where that went.
Do I want to know?
Probably not.
No, I don't want to know then.
Yeah.
I made a hand puppet.
Bless you, babe.
Oh.
I'm bored. No.
Is his? Oh, never met his dad.
No,
that's a no consequence. Not his dad.
Oh, his dad. Sorry.
So, mom, okay. And she.
So, can you explain?
Meant to be.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That bit there.
That's the whole damn sentence.
Okay. No, the last bit. Is
can
important.
We turn this off now?
Because you started to watch the top bit and it doesn't match with the second bit.
No.
The sort of opposite.
Where's Claws the Sky?
Ooh, Claws the Sky. There's a good question.
Where's the Elders?
Where are the Elders?
The top bit is very, very, very light. It's not. It's only now starting to fall.
Do the thing.
Yeah.
Right, and stop.
Because that's his. Done. That's yours. Done. Without the control loss. Where's Claws the Sky?
I won't have a control loss because this is my control loss. You need to stop now, though, please. I'm actually starting to sense something that's not that good at all.
I think I'll stop.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She powers the machine down.
What were you sensing?
It's starting to go black.
Here?
A bit, yeah.
Demon phone.
Why am I speaking like you?
Hello.
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 There appear to be a lot of you around here.
No, just around you.
Just me?
Yeah.
Gonna give Abby a fairly meaningful look.
How long is your hair?
Very little.
You're a glass walker.
Mm-hmm.
You do machines. You always have a little bit of a twin.
The demon phone says I've got a twin. You never observed it before. That worries me a little. Not a lot.
Are you sweating?
Not particularly.
Is he sweating?
A little bit. It took some concentration. It's the first time we've used it. No. So.
In which case, excuse me, and I'll run my finger across his forehead. Have I got his sweat on my finger now?
Yeah.
Right then. I turn away from everybody. I'm going to say a little ritual.
Okay.
I know.
Write it down, yeah. We're going to use it. Okay.
Who's gone bye-bye?
But, you know, you needed to do that. It's there now for future reference.
Okay, can you get him out now?
Certainly. And she powers the machine down, and
that's twice she's powered the machine down, please.
Well, yeah, because people kept on jumping back into the scene.
Keeps turning on.
Yeah, so you then feel kind of you feel the reconnection with Gaia and stuff, just reconfirm itself again, and yeah.
Demon phone.
Yes.
Do you have any weaknesses?
No.
Do you actually say demon that? Phone? Do you have any weaknesses? I'm using the talismanic poking ritual that Theo taught me.
Okay, it moans and gets a little bit angry. Cheese. It kind of giggles. Stilton.
I'm going to not charge you. I'm going to let you run flat. Then I'm going to charge you up a little bit. And I'm going to let you run flat again. Then I'm going to charge you up a little bit more. And I'm going to Google some porn. And in the time it takes to load, your battery will have gone flat again. And you'll be like, oh no.
Abby looks at you with a...
It's a possessed phone.
And why do you have it?
Because it's a possessed phone.
It's well, technology.
Initially, shits and giggles.
I can destroy it for you.
No, we need to know, because it is part of... So I'm trying to find any specific weaknesses.
Oh, it's part of the worm.
Yes.
Oh, it's everywhere.
It's not enjoying being in a phone. Anyway, Docs.
If it was in an iPhone, it would be enjoying it much more.
Less.
That's why I typed it in with BlackBerry. Still owe you for BlackBerry.
No, it's not about the innate evil of iPhones.
Anyway, Docs.
Yes. Okay, that's what you're doing.
Oh.
Heading to the docks.
Yeah, heading to the docks.
Docks.
Okay, so you're on the way to the dock. So,
I'm taking a slightly... I'll just grab the first car, which will probably be the Land Rover. Oh no, the Land Rover's in the middle of London.
Yeah.
Bollocks, we'll take another Land Rover.
What gun was in the Land Rover, Bogdan?
Oh no.
My favouritest gun.
It's fine, it's locked, and it's parked safely.
Is anything safe in the middle of London?
A great big black Land Rover with blacked out windows, probably.
Yeah.
They're certainly especially not going to come and tow it.
And if they steal it and find that there's a sniper rifle in there, they're probably going to put it back.
Especially when it's parked outside a ex-member of the Russian Mafia's florist.
Sorry.
Okay, so... Mishka, you make a run for... What vehicle are you driving this time?
I'll grab the other Land Rover.
Okay, grab the other Land Rover.
I've got two Range Rovers. One kitted out for Bogdan... and general use, and the other one's my other thing.
Okay, and then you're coming back to pick these lot up? Are you all following?
I can come back and pick them up. It's an off-road vehicle.
Yeah, we'll head back in that direction.
You head back in general direction.
Gen direction.
And then you get met halfway by Mishka in the Land Rover. You get in and you make your way back into London again. Off the compound, back towards London, towards the dock area in London. You are driving for quite some time when you pull up, where you pull into the road, which leads to the compound, or the dock. Where are you going to park outside, or are we going to see if you can get inside?
I'm going to sit with the engine idling for the minute at the side of the road.
Yeah.
How would we like to do this?
What are the options?
Well, we either go in all quiet and under the radar, or we go smashing through the front gates and kill everybody we see.
Last time he knew we were coming, he ran away.
I'm opting for the smashing kill things.
I was opting for the sneak in there so he doesn't know we're coming.
My guess is he probably knows we're coming. He's done it for a reason. He's done it to bait us.
Yeah, it's a law. Why don't we just fucking call him out?
But if we go in there, smash him, we've got the element of surprise on our hands. On our side, even.
I'm sceptical. He can always find you.
Well, I'll stay here, then.
You know,
for split up.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No, I don't think that's a good idea right. either.
He knows where I am.
Because one by one he can pick us off.
Yep. There's a reason we have a pack.
What do you suggest then?
I brought the options to the table. I'm good for either of them. Just the sneaking up option has its advantages.
I just want it to end. I just want to end tonight.
The smash and grab option also has its advantages. One of them gives away our game plan rather quickly and risks us not getting there. The other one risks us not getting there and not giving the game away.
We'll get there.
Yep.
Option two, option one then, yeah? Sneaky.
Sneaky.
Agreed?
Before we do that, can I suggest that we ask for help?
Okay.
We've got a pack totem who excels in sneaking. I want to ask him to help us out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to commune with Coyote.
Okay.
Put him through.
You're a spirit speaker.
Speak. I speak to him.
Speak, God spirit.
Make me a speak with spirit roll.
Okay, that will be a charisma and a cult.
Yeah. Basically, sitting in the back of the Land Rover. Relaxing and just basically speaking.
Having a good old chinwag with Coyote.
In that case, I shall turn the engine off on the Land Rover. Range Rover, same difference.
Okay,
you're not speaking. No, I've got three successes. I could have got more, I had four, but one, the okay. 10 turned into a 1, so I validated it. So.
Okay, so this is the scene. You've left your compound, you've made your way all the way up here, you're now parked on the side, engine's turned off, you four are sitting in this blacked out Land Rover, radio's on quietly, and you're talking between yourselves.
And he's talking gibberish.
And at the moment, yeah. Theo relays to you that, you know, he's had enough, he wants this to end, he wants it to end today. And you see him kind of relax, his eyes close, and then he starts talking in a language you don't understand. After about 5-10 minutes, he snaps out of it. Smiles a little bit to himself as you suspect the request has been granted.
What did Coyote say to you, mate? Or do you want me to give you...
No, as usual, he'll be there when you need him the most.
Cheers. Unusual trimmage, be as fabulous as we possibly... Well, not fabulous.
Being our usual stunning selves.
Be as awesome as we can be. And also...
Escape the spring, Dean.
Sorry, I'm not playing with it anymore.
Mood.
Got a message. I've got a message from Coyote.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be with us when we need him. He just wants us to be awesome.
Now that's something we can do.
Yep, no problem.
Be stylish, be awesome.
You go say hello to Daddy. Your Daddy, obviously. He's in the hospital.
Well, let's go on. Go on. Is my gun okay?
Point the barrel away from me.
I was holding the barrel.
Let Bogdan see.
He'll strip the gun, put it back together again. Yes.
Thank you. I don't need to,
while holding a conversation.
Don't need to have more bullets. More bullety things.
If How the many bullet clips do you have?
Probably the one in it.
That one.
Is this the car with my spares well. In it?
Thank you.
This is the original Black Land Range Rover that I always use.
Oh yes.
This is the Black Range Rover with my with my shotgun in it.
Like a climbing in the
boot. Okay, so my pistol of shooty, how much is my ammo?
Ah, you
You've got the same amount as you had before.
No, I haven't got that. How much is the number one?
It would be generic 9 mil, so it's not going to be 7 plus 1, is it?
No, it's 14, I think.
14 plus 1.
Maybe.
Was it 12 plus 1?
12 plus 1.
12 plus 1, there you go.
Because the only one that's bigger is a Beretta.
Yeah.
And they're 17 plus 1. Because they're a stupid club.
Right, what's going on?
Excuse me.
I'm grabbing my pistol grip shotgun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going into its holster, which sits across my back. Jacket on the soft trench coat, collar up. I'm stepping out of the car,
putting the pistol back into the chesty thingy
holster.
Yeah, him. I also step out of the car,
strapping on my holster and slipping my guns in.
The owner has a strap on
and guns.
She's going to stab it in there and fuck some shit up.
I'm going to get out of the car.
Okay. How are you infiltrating?
Well, we've done this before. I say hop the fence.
Yep.
Okay.
We can all clear it.
Looking around, is there any like CCTV?
There is, but it seems...
Is it in the same position as last time?
Yeah.
We've done this one before.
I know, but I just didn't know whether they upgraded.
Early evening.
Boy, now, about 2 hours there, you've come back, that's 11...
It was an hour back to remember.
12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 o'clock. You spent most of the day travelling.
Mm-hmm.
How hard would it be to jump onto the roof of the Range Rover and then off across the hit?
Is it... What season is it? Is it winter?
That's what I'm doing then.
So it's dark then.
Yeah.
How high is the fence?
Normal...
Soon be Christmas.
About 6'6", 7 foot.
Well, actually,
so yeah. Off the roof of the...
Do I reckon I can clear it in one go?
Yes. If anyone wants to give that a go, I'm not saying no. It's down to your dice rolls.
Is there any...
I'm doing the sensible one.
Okay.
Anybody around?
What roll is that?
No, but from the occasional car driving up and down the road.
I'm guessing it'll be strength athletics to clear it, because you're looking at pure jump.
Although... If you jump off the roof of the Range Rover, he's not making you make a roll because he hasn't made me make one.
Oh, I'll do that.
That's
sorry,
what I'm
going to
do because strength athletics roll.
I'm going to do it the stylish way.
Go on.
I shall shut the door, blip the Land Rover shut, look round at all the people looking to climb up onto the Land Rover, take two slow steps, break into a brief jog, and basically backflip over the fence.
He's such a show sometimes.
Yeah. He broke his ankle.
Okay, the rest of you jump on the top of the wagon.
Practical.
Yeah, and jump over.
I land with a wink and a smile.
What? Okay, so what are you doing?
I know where the ship was, don't I?
Yep.
I'm going to head off in that direction using as much cover as possible.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to follow Bog now.
Same.
Okay, you stay low, you keep it quite quick. You jump between cover to cover. And you eventually make it to the loading area which you remember is where you first came when you was going to get on board and go to Brazil.
The car's still here.
Yep. It's still pretty much how you left it.
Even with the black bodies?
No.
They've gone?
Yeah.
We sent the police in, remember?
There.
Yeah.
Just no, snapped. We also called them off.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, we did, didn't
we? We did.
My capital brought it all up.
We're back there again. Back where we started. Can we see the ship?
Yep. The ship's docked.
What's it called?
What?
Yeah, what's it called?
There's no name on it this time. It looks like an old run down thing. It could be hired, possibly third party, whatever, something like that.
Generic clipper style.
Yeah, they've hired, you know, they could have hired it in or something like that. It's relatively big. It's got the big cargo containers on deck. Which you recognise from being linked into the machine, and you know that Inspector Smith could be in there somewhere. There's dock lights.
Well, I'd have guessed I know pretty much exactly where he is.
And there's some lights on around the dock, around this area, and anyway, to illuminate it so it's a lot easier to see. There's not lots of people. There's a handful of people, and there's crates being lifted on, and cargo being taken off, and in the middle you can see three figures. One looks very familiar. You notice straight away from your couple of characters.
Roams the ways.
Roams the ways. This time he's dressed in a business suit and is talking to two other people who you don't recognise.
Male, female?
Both female. Theo, make me a... recollection roll.
Memory roll.
A remember all roll.
Remember.
Remember roll.
So how big your intelligence, yeah?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's see what happens here.
Okay.
Nothing happens here.
No.
Okay.
I've got a 2, a 1, and a 0.
A 10.
Spend a little PowerPoint if you want. Something's nagging at you.
Yeah.
One of the females resembles very closely your mother.
You got a sister.
You got a sister that you know about.
That's my mum who died in childbirth.
Or is it?
Or is it your auntie?
No, I think that's my mum.
No, is the other woman your auntie?
Well, she's dead as well, so...
Might be a willpower check.
Oh, good lord.
Okay, well, Theo's about to go off the deep end.
Again.
How are we playing this? Are we going to sneak onto the boat and find Smith first? Or are we going to go remove
I've
the problem?
I've got 2 successes. I've got 2 successes, so...
I'm not particularly sure which way Theo's going to go on this.
You see her look over her shoulder into your direction. Shit. And then she stands in front. Well, he's standing and she stands behind him.
And there goes our element of surprise.
Can we say busted?
Was she blocking his view? As in deliberately blocking his view of us?
No, she's stepped behind him to block anything coming from...
So to block our line of sight straight to him?
Yes.
So we can't see him. She's protecting him.
Yeah.
Which way is the wind blowing?
Across. So...
From us to them or them to us?
Has the...
From you to them.
We've been busted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I really am. I didn't intend this. Has the other person, the other woman,
nothing moved? A couple of people have come to her, what you presume is dock hands, have come to her, and she's nodded and pointed and they've gone off.
Pointed in our direction?
No, towards the boat.
Have they all gone to the boat? Or have they actually gone towards it and then circled off?
I think we can see this in a different way.
No, gone onto the boat.
The way she's moved, can Daddy Dearest see me? See us?
So two ways. She's blocking either his line of sight to us or our line of sight to him, so we can't shoot him.
Let's take this as a sign. I sort of bow my head to her and move off. As I'm moving off, what does she do back? Does she do?
She knows nothing.
Where's Theo going?
We need to move. We need to move now.
Okay.
Which way are we moving? Towards the boat? Away from the boat? Still covered?
Moving.
Centre for me, Trunus.
Okay.
Should we do the boat?
Let's do the boat.
If we take out his... Well, try and take out one of the route of escapes.
Should
we've got lots of routes of escape.
Yeah. Mm. Done.
What gives us loads of subterfuge?
Coyote.
Oh, of course, yeah. I've got 5 subterfuge.
Next
your
shift.
No.
Send it through the corner. I must have had lots of dots in subterfuge.
It gives us loads of stealth.
7.
No.
It gives us 3 dots of streetwise.
The best liar in the group.
And all 3 of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's how it is.
Here's how it is.
Yeah. He, obviously, werewolf. You get a massive readout from him.
And he's quite a powerful werewolf.
She, who the female who stood to protect his back or
Theo's mum.
Yeah. It's a vampire.
Oh dear. And the other?
If it's human, I don't know how ghouls will come up on that.
A weakened vampire.
Weakened vampire.
Okay. Theo, I hate to break the news, but your mother's a vampire.
Okay.
Sorry.
Your mother.
It's an abomination.
Looks like
no, she'd have got both scents then, wouldn't she?
Sorry?
If she was a werewolf and a vampire, you'd have got both scents, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you got mixed, but you only got one.
She's a true abomination.
So what's she doing hanging around?
And she's old.
Dead?
Nuts.
Theo.
I'm confused.
Theo. Make me a willpower check first. You've just had a lot of information thrown your way. How many, sorry?
Three. I think I did quite well from that one. Keeping it together, baby, keeping it together.
You know, truly, you know, if she is who she is, you kind of know how fucked up you really are.
I've got to kill my parents.
Join the club.
Both of them.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
Make me, both of you, perception alertness checks, please. You make me a perception alertness check, please, Fiona. Two successes. What's your family crest?
Basement, really.
Do you have a family? You have a logo or some description? What's yours? Four. What's your?
Now you put me on the spot, you git.
Put something with a hawk and a trident.
Eight. Actually, it'll be a wolf and a hawk against a crescent moon.
Okay, you now see that symbol on a couple of cargo crates coming onto the boat. You see yours, make it up.
Difficulties for
as you're looking around at this sudden burst of activity, you also see another car coming down the driveway.
What car is it?
It's a old looking Rover.
How old a looking Rover are we
talking? SB1.
I wonder how long Smith drove.
He drove a Volvo.
Wonderful.
Sensible.
It pulls up, it stops.
The policeman.
Okay.
And a raggedy looking, raggedy dressed man gets out.
No, raggedy man. It's a doctor. Is it a Doctor Who?
No.
Oh.
He walks over to Roams Away's and the other two.
Do I recognise this particular person? Do we recognise this particular person? Leona, what is it? I'm making
Werewolf.
Sure that. Oh. It.
Bone Nora.
One of us.
One of you.
One of you. Driving an SD? Actually, the answer is his own question. Doors fall off.
Make me a willpower check.
Who?
Fiona.
Really?
Yep.
It's your dad, that is.
One. Three.
I think Smith might be fending for himself for 5 or 10 more minutes.
Five.
Smith.
You get a...
The policeman.
Yes.
The bloke we've come to rescue.
Like you,
sorry.
You've either seen him or someone very similar to him many years ago.
Seeing the shift in Leona's glance and the fact she's a dog and therefore has very expressive eyebrows. Leona.
She's doing that head tilt thing.
I don't know. I've seen him somewhere before.
Shortly after that, another pair of headlights come down.
For fuck's sake, it's a party!
And this time it's a lorry. Turns up.
Here comes Claus.
On the side of the... the lorry comes down, pulls up. A couple of guys get out the front. And the back doors are opened. And again, these large silver coffin-shaped boxes are unloaded.
Can you do me a favour, Bogdan? Where's Claus the Sky?
Where's Claus the Sky?
Very close.
How close?
Come in, you
silver box.
Yeah.
What about the other ones, Dancers with Shadows?
All of them.
That's twice they've been caught.
They suck.
They really do.
Who did we call last time when this happened?
Us.
Oh yeah. I'm going to call the secondary Glass Walker.
Actually, cool.
But weren't they like copies last time? So what's to say that the copies aren't in the silver boxes and this is just...
Because the copies got destroyed. And also, I'm detecting them. We're not looking at them.
He's checking where they actually are.
As you're talking, you hear...
I'm keeping my eyes open for movement in the local area. Because seeing dock hands running off here, there and everywhere.
You hear a female voice... If you don't be quiet, they're going to hear you. Catherine?
Shotgun.
As Abby comes walking out the shadows.
Oh, fuck's sake, woman.
That close!
Oh, wait,
is Mummy still looking at me?
No, she's not. No, as... The way she moved, she kind of, as you appeared, as you came into that location, she kind of looked back and kind of looked forward again and kind of just shifted herself into...
All right, so just a momentary look. So she knows I'm here.
She knows, yes.
Right. It appears the gang's all here.
Yeah, I'm going to... It's a quick call to the second in command, Last Walker.
You can make the phone call, it rings, and then it lifts up and... In the background, you can hear him talk out of breath, and in the background you can hear roars and howls and screams, as like and also gunfire.
Someone started a fight without us. Just need to get this.
I'm guessing that you already know that Dancers with Shadows has been captured and possibly replaced by an evil bad guy. Then I'll let you get on with that. Bye.
So, who's there? There's the raggedy man, Doctor Who.
Daddy.
Who else?
You've got Daddy.
His parents.
His parents.
And a ghoul.
Random woman.
Yes.
Raggedy man.
Raggedy man. Yes.
Crates
with the three elders. Again.
Yes. Why was you asking them for their crates?
Suck. And
because some crates
the,
with our crests.
Crates with my family crest on it. Which is really getting my hackles up.
Right.
So I say we go and kill them all.
I'm down with that ship.
Eh, might as well just call him out, I suppose.
Are we done with being quiet? We got this far being quiet.
What did I say?
Abby concentrates and you will notice a blue shimmer cover logged in.
Oh, don't worry about the rest of us.
You said to look after him. That's what I'm doing.
You can't help it if I'm really fucking charming.
Let's face it, he is the only one who's actually been charming to her. I am sorry, Abby. If this goes badly,
what's the boat
been
made
nice
of?
Knowing you.
What's the boat made of?
Metal.
No, wood. I didn't know what.
It's metal and wood. No, wood decking and.
How big is it?
Scampy.
If we were Canadian, metal.
Eh?
What?
That's
metal.
How they pronounce
it's
metal.
It's quite big.
But it would also
it's
be a boot.
Freight,
yes.
So.
What's the boot made of? Metal. Boots.
Anyway.
Yes, let us stop being Canadian now.
I'm going to send the boots.
Presuming that, you know, if we're on at the docks and stuff, there's quite a bit of debris around.
Just a quick question. Do the dock hands seem to be paying any attention to the gathering of people in front of the boat, or are they just ignoring them?
Just ignoring them.
Should we go introduce ourselves?
Using X-ray vision... Cyber senses,
yeah.
The arch. Are any of those three carrying?
Yeah, no.
Four, actually.
No.
No metal on them.
What do I know about vampires? Can I make a roll?
They die real easy when you squish the head.
They suck your blood.
Two successes. What do I know about vampires? Do I know their intolerance of fire?
Yeah.
I would have said, and trust me when I say this, as I seem to be an expert in picking people who are actually on our side, I reckon she's giving us a break here. Kill your dad first, yeah? See what happens after that.
I can always build a sub-basement.
I've just got no money.
She's quite deliberately blocking his view of us.
Or us of his.
Scanning the cover between here and us and them, what have we got?
You know what I mean.
Have we got enough to effectively pop up in front of them with very little notice?
You've got enough to get there, but not pop up in front of them.
I'm not literally on about popping up length of the table in front of them. I'm talking 10, 15 foot, enough time that if he's going to do something, we've got time to get him before he gets to do it.
Yeah.
Sprintable distance. To stop him his normal Moonbridge out trick.
Yeah.
I have a flash grenade.
Okay.
What do you reckon? Sneak up, pop out.
Sneak up, stun grenade, pop out.
That could work.
Shit's always more fun with stun grenades.
Are we agreed?
If I roll it nice and quiet, might not even see it coming. Or possibly just pop it on top of the crate we're hiding it behind.
Roll it in bubble wrap and throw it. At least it'll make a satisfying pop.
Yep.
Is someone popping bubble wrap?
We like a good fadoosh.
Yes.
Fadoosh.
Okay, so what's the plan?
I think that.
That's the plan.
I think sneak up, stun grenade, reappear.
Make some star force, please, then.
Okay.
Stealth good.
Stealth good.
Stealth good. What is it? Stealth good.
We can all stealth. Either like it or stealth.
10. Good times.
That's my stealth pool.
That's mine.
What's your stealth pool?
That.
What's your stealth pool?
8.
I can't believe I've only got 5 myself.
That could be the weakest link.
Fine.
I'm going to activate a power.
What did you get?
I didn't.
Okay. Hang on.
Okay. I didn't botch.
No, you just weren't as quiet and as sneaky as the rest of them. You didn't botch, so you didn't. You just. Okay, so these so Bogdan, Mishka, and Fiona.
Fiona.
You have been merged into one end.
But that's okay because she got more successes.
Yes, I'm going on the successes.
Okay, so you three, you start to move off low, slow, going from cover to cover. However,
two left feet boy there.
Yeah,
trips on his shoelace.
But it is a working dock, so would get covered. No. He didn't botch.
I didn't botch, and I'm not awkward. I'm not subtle.
No, and it just makes it easier for me to notice with my rolls. Can I have some dice, please?
No.
Give him the shit ones.
Yeah, give him the ones that are rolling crap today. So Martin's.
Give him your dice. Which one?
Just 5 will do.
Don't you do the war face at me?
Don't ever pull your war face at Martin.
It's not my war face.
I was like,
do you remember?
Okay, you keep going. who's at the front?
Me or Bogdan?
You can practice it on your own.
There we go.
Can you make me a perception alertness check, please?
Yep. I'm second there. You're in wolf form, aren't you?
No.
Fine.
Bollocks.
I'm at the front. I just took over him, just overtook because I'm in wolf.
We're actually going three by. We're going in a flat three formation.
I know I'm lenient, but no.
Shit.
Okay.
Actually, I am going to go into.
Okay.
Because that gives me more dexterity.
Okay.
I've got a stun grenade in one hand and my silenced pistol in the other.
As you're making a move,
yeah,
you
do that.
You notice one of the dark hands.
Stands.
Yeah, kind of look in your direction and motion to another guy.
Shit.
How far away is he?
He's still quite a distance away. He's probably about here to the bottom of the garden. As he motions to one of the...
Take him out utterly silently.
As he motions to one of the other people, the Bromesawise and that kind of turns in your direction.
Duck straight under the crate.
He kind of leans to the other, leans to the vampire.
And my mom.
You don't know that for certain yet.
What name is it?
She's your vampire mom. She's your mom.
Yeah.
And they then to kind of start to walk towards the ship.
An abomination.
It's a mumpire.
A mumpire.
Mumpire.
She's come to duck you in.
What are you doing?
I like what you said, abomination.
Okay, so the vampire and ghoul are walking towards the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Stun them. We'll just go quicker.
In this fucking range.
Throw really hard.
Really?
I dislike this technique.
Make the choice.
I don't think it's going to work.
Make the decision.
Failing that, pull the pin, I'll throw it.
For fuck's sake. Fucking, he's not going to shut up until I do it, so I'm just going
to
do it.
Roll the dice to throw.
What's the fuse on a stun grenade?
3.
Does that mean it's 1, 2, 3, vadoom?
Yes.
Or 1, 2, vadoom?
No, 1, 2, 3, vadoom.
Okay.
So it goes on 4?
Yes.
Or does it go on 3?
It goes on 4. 1, 2, 3, boom.
So that's 4 then. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, technicalities. Stop. Roll your dice. Jesus.
Dex and athletics,
yes, please.
Two successes.
Okay, you throw it. It from where you are, and with the wind, it manages to shoot.
Shut your eyes.
It's 1, 2, 3, and then even with your eyes closed, you see a.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, a flash of light. You look back up again, and people are kind of dazed. Walking around.
I've got a distinct feeling the vampire's going to be in some shit right
now. What are you doing? You've got this round as like a surprise round.
Right, who are we going for?
His dad.
Okay. And
everyone.
Over the crate and close the gap to Rome's. Quick.
Right, spending rage to Quinos and getting my clave out.
Okay.
I am going to whip the AK out and pitching, pitching, shoot the gangplank so they've got nowhere to go.
Okay, make the rolls for me on that.
Trick shot, motherfucker.
I'm going to flip up onto the. Basically, climb up onto the crate we're in front of, go over the crate, and flying leap at him.
Okay, I know what you're doing, what you do.
I'm going to pull out my pistols, stand on the crate, and shoot him in the head, not
so,
him.
So somewhere you're going to shift back from wolf form.
Shit, yes. I'm going to shift to, with the thing, with the wolf, and the
this
human.
This trick shot thing is the shit.
It really is. I wonder if I could use trick shot with my shards of what's it rage.
No.
Does it have to be with a pistol?
Firearm.
Damn!
What, prime and urgent what?
Ranged weapon.
Their class is thrown.
Prime and urgent what to shoot?
Possibly, then.
Okay.
They do aggravated damage.
It's a Ragabash gift, though. Ragabash or Glasswalker.
Okay. So. I could learn it, it would just cost pictures. Extra.
Yeah, and I'd have to teach it.
Yeah.
Spending a race to shift a human.
Trick shot. Like I'm going to teach someone that. That's my cheese, that is.
True.
Right there, that's my fucking Stilton.
Did I see Rage Against the Heavens somewhere the other day?
Yeah, but you can't read it.
I need the gift out of it.
Okay.
I don't want to read it. I think your dog's forgotten how to come in.
Yeah, she's a bit dense.
Oh no, here she comes. She heard a name mentioned.
Okay.
The dog.
Dense.
Okay. to move my laptop.
Was that before or after I shoot the gun?
After.
Typical.
Okay, yeah, you fire and you knock the gunplank down. Right.
So where are these in relation to where I am now? You're right next to me, aren't you?
Mid air.
Yeah, he's jumped up and he's about to jump up.
We need to go. There's going to be a shitload of armed people here any second, and it's not going to end well.
That's cool. We just jump into the dock and swim for it when they get here. Stop them getting on the ship. I'm going to go hijacking.
Okay, hang on a minute. Right, so you, that's your surprise action done. Mishka? Let's come back to you.
Come back to me just a second, yeah.
Okay.
I'm still going to go towards my dad.
Okay.
I'm still running towards him.
That's what you're doing.
Boom, boom.
Okay, roll to hit.
Shake the room.
I think I've only got one, actually. I might be... Oh, back to the wrong couch. Shit. I haven't got my guns with them. Oh, no, I have got two. No, I haven't. Yes, I have. Okay. Right, what am I rolling?
Dex firearms.
I roll six. You've stolen all my dice. No, you haven't. It's alright, so that's... Got him. Three
successes.
Yes.
Okay. You hit. Roll damage.
Oh, fuck.
Who's your son?
His dad. Three. Four.
Four successes.
Yes.
Right, roll d10.
Six. What?
You hit his mum.
She moved off.
Pouring into combat.
She's a vampire chicken.
She walked off.
She
walked towards the gangplank.
With him?
Yeah. Oh, you never said he'd moved. Oh, I thought she had moved off.
No.
With the ghoul had gone up to it. Sorry, my bad.
Sorry.
Okay, Mishka.
We didn't give you hollow points. It's fine.
No, but it is kind of shafting my plan.
Oh, well.
Slightly.
That's okay.
Spending a point of rage. Activating my Shards of Icy Rage gift.
Okay, what's that do?
It means I have to make a Wits and Primal Urge roll, and then it gets fun. Which is three successes.
Claws.
No. I now have three Shards of Ice Rage, of pure rage. In icy format.
Right.
Like a knife.
Okay.
I can now make direct each one to a separate target.
That's nice.
Have to make an attack roll for it. But it's a thrown weapon, so hey, this could be fun.
Okay, first target.
His dad.
Okay.
Second target. His dad. Third target. His dad.
Roll to hit.
My dad, I've got three dads now.
My God, your trouble's just multiplying.
That's three a film men and a baby. Waiting to happen.
Really is.
Three dads.
Me and my three dads, yeah.
Three men and a baby. There's already one being done.
We do it without Steve Guttenberg.
Do you know what we could do? We could actually make that a musical. Perhaps add some songs from... I don't know.
Four successes on the first one.
Sitting Grace.
To hit.
Okay, hit.
Yep.
Three successes on the second one to hit.
Hang on. You got to dodge the second one. He didn't see the first one coming.
They're all coming at once. They have to make a separate attack roll. Literally, it's just three things.
So one attack roll covers all three?
No, separate attack rolls cover all three, but they all basically land at once. Two successes for the third.
It's like three quick succession.
Quick succession.
Right, the player makes separate attack rolls for each shard and may direct them at more than one opponent each. Spend a point of rage each time the gift is used, but I can't do anything more than that. Ooh, yeah, not going to be using that more than once per combat, but I thought I'd best use it. I spend a point of rage, roll Witch plus Primal Urge. Number of successes equal the number of shards that form from the crystallized rage up to the limit of 5 shards. Make a separate attack roll for each shard and may direct them at more than one opponent. So effectively, I've just thrown all three straight at his dad, but I have to roll separately for each one. It's like throwing three knives at him, though.
Okay, go on, roll damage.
Each one does 3 dice of aggravated damage. First one lands at 2. Second one lands at 2. Third one lands at 3.
So what's that in total?
7.
Mm-hmm. He roars a lot.
First blood. First. I'm not trying to do my breath. That's I'm still running.
Okay.
That was done in midair. Yes, I'm showing off.
What are you?
I'm just not aware of the boat. I'm going to jump and vault onto the boat.
Okay, make me a dex.
They're not on the boat, you know.
Are they not on the boat?
No, they didn't get there. That's why I shot away the gangplank.
Right, I'm going to just pelt towards them.
I didn't want them getting away on the boat.
And when I'm near them, I'm going to cleave at my dad.
Okay, roll to hit.
He can't be in too good a state right now.
Proper fucked.
Cold shot to the back of the knees.
Hamstring them all, fucker.
Yeah. I haven't used that power yet, and I've been saving it and saving it and saving it. It's like, I can really do with something. Shit, that'll work.
2 successes.
Okay, I get the dodge.
A shotgun from this range really isn't pretty.
I know.
Health. AA 12 from this range.
Much more fun.
Just cut it in half.
Just in case there are any midgets in the group. I think, by the look on the storyteller's face, Theo's dad dodged into the blow.
2 successes was surprisingly adequate.
with a minus two to all rolls, yes.
Damage?
Please.
Strength plus 2.
Diclave?
Just Clive.
Grand Clive.
Ooh, nice.
It's damage 8.
Fucking hell.
So and aggravated because it's fucking silver. No, it's just.
Yeah, it's strength plus 8.
Oh, like.
Mellow. It's only firearms that get in.
Yeah, true.
3, 4, 5.
And he's in Krynos form. Are you in Krynos form or not?
Yeah, I'm in Krynos form.
Bollocks.
I can only ever use my glaive in Krynos form. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Soak that. Mofo. Hang on, it's aggravated. This is going to sting.
As I do that, I'm going to do a feral roar at him. All the rage and anger I felt.
It's going, God, cleanse the pent-up rage.
Like that. Yeah. It's the pent-up rage of someone shit at being angry. Sounds like a slightly enraged puppy.
Sorry. 8.
7.
7. Okay.
Aggravated damage.
I like the fact that both me and you have done that. 7 points of aggravated to him.
I shot your mum.
Yeah, if you charge in, you just see, like, your mum's face explode out.
I shot your mum.
He collapses to the floor.
Really, you never. Oh, yeah, you did.
I shot your fake mum. On the back of the head.
He collapses to the floor.
With a tranquilizer.
Yeah, then keep hacking, keep hacking, keep hacking.
I'm going
to
kill.
Okay.
Can I spend a rage? Because I believe if I spend rage, it gives me extra goes.
But you have to spend that.
You have to declare
that at the beginning of your turn.
I didn't know that.
Okay, sorry.
That's fine. We shall do it next round.
Okay. As you come charging in and literally almost chop your father in half, the female by the side of him steps in.
The female being...
Ghoul?
No.
A vampire?
My abomination.
Well, the question is, do you reckon we're getting away with
cinematic fighting
scenes again?
Yeah. Yes. But in a more...
Controlled
fact. You have done... So you can flow in yours, but then once more, this is my guys get turned to...
That's not kind of fun.
But I don't mind you stepping in if you've got something, you know.
Okay. I've had a thought.
Okay. Plus what I'm doing there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 to hit.
6 to hit.
You get to dodge.
I hardly recommend dodging.
Yeah. What's attacking me? Oh, is it my bomb? And my what is it?
Abomination.
Abomination.
Yes. Don't forget your colours.
I know.
Yeah, still only give him like a dex of 4.
Yeah, I know, but it's extra.
He's one extra
dice.
Dice
six.
He's the least dexterous Krynos werewolf ever.
Ever.
Can you dodge that one, I'm afraid?
You were distracted.
I was too busy going.
Okay.
Crouch
around the back of the head. Naughty boy!
No, she doesn't.
Then she gets some water spray and goes, psst.
Bam. No.
Stop chopping your dad in half!
She just goes, and you go,
I would have raised you better than that.
Basically, yes. She
no, because she.
As you've swung your dark lobe down and impacted into your father, she kind of looks, and she kind of. You see the anger in her as she.
The wampiness.
Yeah.
Dare she?
And she basically grabs you by the head, hand literally goes round your head, and she pulls and throws. You fly back 6 meters.
Bitch!
As you're kind of being flung back, she kind of then steps in front of her, and you see her true form.
I'm going to grab the ground and stop myself looking at her with my pink albino eye.
Okay.
Looking slightly irked.
What is her true form?
She's basically just bamped out completely.
Hang on.
I imagine some sort of gangrily.
I'm thinking that's a hell of a lot of potence. To throw an 8-foot werewolf. That's a hell of a lot of potence.
Hopefully, not a lot of fortitude.
Hopefully, very little fortitude.
As we shall see.
Yes.
Just her on her own. Yeah.
She's standing in front of Ramsaways.
I need to get to Daddy.
Click! Empty in the clip.
Roll to hit.
Suck on that, you bitch. He might be a pussy, but he's our pussy!
The thing is, I'm in combat.
Yeah.
I know. And I want you to stay in combat and man the fuck up. But I'm just worried that if you get thrown out of combat, you might just stay there.
No, I'm going to go back in with my slightly angry pink eyes.
Slightly angry pink eyes. How many extra dice do I get for full auto?
Plus 10.
Plus 10 dice.
Minus. No, plus 2 difficulty.
Because you're praying and spraying.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can empty into a single person with it.
5. Hang on, I'll do 1, 4. That was 6. So now another 8. Then another 2. Right. 4, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
10, 11.
Hit. She's not budging.
I don't think she'd try and dodge.
And so how much extra damage is that?
Plus 10 dice.
And it's an extra dice for every success above the successes needed to hit.
Well, you only need one success to hit, so it's plus 10 dice with your 11 successes to hit. So it's 18 dice worth of damage you're doing.
Roll to hit.
On top of the damage of the gun already?
No, 18 total, because your gun's 8, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So plus 10, 18 dice worth of damage.
And the extra...
No, that's... Because it's open-ended damage, so you add your 10 over your single success to hit.
Yeah.
Onto the 8 damage of the gun.
Don't I get extra damage for the fact that it was full auto?
No, you get extra dice because you can actually effectively spray a whole room and you can divide it between multiple targets if you need it.
But 18 dice of damage, that should do.
That's going to leave a fairly big hole.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Show off boy here. Will do.
5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7 damage.
Seems to be the number tonight.
Okay, you pull the trigger and you basically empty the clip into her.
Are you trying to cleft her in twain?
Yeah. For a midget door.
In case, yeah.
No, I'm more thinking, running with the recoil of the rifle, it'll be from there to there.
Okay, you let rip.
With the gun.
Should have got me that AA-12.
You should have done.
I sent it back after I made the video.
Okay, you see the bullet pound into her, but she doesn't take... She takes damage, and you can see the impacts, but she's still standing.
Click. Clip drops out. I reach into my backpack.
Landing. Because at the minute I was in midair after I'd thrown the three shards.
Hollow.
As I points. Roll off my shoulder. Yeah.
Dean, hollow points next.
Reach round. Grab the shotgun. How far away from am I?
Another leap, and you can...
No, am I within shotgun range?
Yes.
Am I within reasonable damage shotgun range?
Yeah.
Okay. Rolling back up onto my feet, leveling shotgun at her knees, and just pulling the pulling both triggers, both barrels.
Roll to hit.
That's gonna sting somewhat.
Yes.
It would sting. It will sting. It just depends on how my dice will roll.
As he's doing that, I'm gonna do my move.
Five successes, Dave.
Oh, excuse me.
I haven't got the same dice pool as Bogdan.
Keep moving.
Damage of shotgun is 8. This is silver loaded. You realise that, don't you?
It means nothing to a vampire.
It really doesn't, does it?
No, no. I'm normally taught up for werewolf.
Dragon's breath, on the other hand, would be fucking all kinds of shits and giggles.
Hang on.
Here.
Dragon's breath with an AA 12, not funny.
If I set some rubbish flying, can you set it on fire?
It would actually. You'd be ejecting flaming cartridges, which would probably go wee.
No, they come out to the side.
Yeah, so it comes out usually, still flaming 30 foot forwards.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't be good. That'd be messy.
Okay,
Yonah and Theo storm of embers.
That's 8 dice for that, plus 4 dice for the
one that I tell you about bolo rounds.
I want to know them now.
2 solid slugs. With a wire linking them in a shotgun shell.
I've heard about bolo rounds.
7 successes. It is the number for the night.
When I spend a rage point, because I found out I can actually spend more than one rage point up to my dexterity score, I get multiple goes.
You get another action for extra rage point you spend.
I don't lose any penalties to those actions.
No.
No, but
you do take an initiative penalty for
yeah, if we were using initiative,
double your dice pool.
Yeah, if you were using initiative, you would then go...
It would you got half effectively half of it.
Half right. Initiative roll.
I'd like to spend 2 rage. One rage to get to my dad, and the other rage point to basically do double attacks to him.
Yeah, let's come back to you 2 seconds then. You pull the trigger, fire... No, yep, hits true, does your damage, but again, doesn't do any appreciable damage. And you notice as you did you jump off and was shooting, or did you?
I jumped off and thrown the 3 shards into the back of his dad, which
so
originally
pulled
caused,
the trigger up.
As I landed, rolled off, pulled the shotgun off my back, and basically just let rip with both barrels in her knees.
You do that, it doesn't.
If I was closer, it would have been under her chin, and therefore point blank range. And then she wouldn't have had a head left.
And, as you pull the trigger, you've seen. I mean, some of the damage got through, no problem at all. But you also notice then some of the other damage that was done by Bogdan slowly starting to heal.
Okay, I'll drop the shotgun. It's done its job.
As he pulls the trigger, you come running past.
I literally just peg it past. Dodge, mom.
Jumper.
We revise what you just said.
Jump her.
Jump over her.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Vault your mom.
No, that sounds worse.
Not quite.
You jump and in. As I jump down...
Roll.
I've got to
just
dive.
Run past her.
Thank you. That's what I was going to... I can't do fancy shit like you can do.
I can't do that either.
I do fancy shit, but I do it well. I'm still in human form.
And then I'm going to...
So am I.
Not for long, though.
Okay, roll to hit.
I will continue to be in human form.
For as long as you deem necessary.
Because you can't fire guns in Krynos form.
I guess so.
I haven't taken the time to bind a gun to me.
Put the gun down.
Fit one with bigger trigger guards.
Take it off.
Why has that gun got such a big trigger
3 successes.
And I'm going to have a go again.
Okay, roll to hit again.
Werewolf fingers.
2 successes.
Who's dodging?
Dad.
What minuses is he on?
He's only on minus two, but he's taken a lot of damage. He's got a different health table to you guys.
Okay.
Because of how old he is. He's got more hit points. You've hit, he can't dodge again because he's already dodged this round.
Nice one.
I have an idea for Mummy. Oh no, I do.
Oh, that'd be quite funny. Yeah, do that. Ooh. Then I'll run up and just...
Yes.
Two, three. Four, five.
Oh, you let the side down.
Yeah, you should be seven. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, I didn't re-roll my... Look at that, 7.77 success.
Okay, I'm going to try and soak for what...
I am aiming for the head, by the way.
You...
Just aim to hurt.
Bring your Clive?
Clive
the Clive!
All of a sudden, it's turned into a fat, round, bald man.
You bring your Clive...
Hello, I'm Clive Anderson.
Bang!
You bring your Clive down. It hits true, and...
Next on whose clave is it?
Make a willpower check.
You realise you're playing Keep It Up with Daddy's Head.
Two successes.
You get a flash of you as you're growing up, and you see as you were in the village where you were sent to. You were kind of trying to play with some of the other kids there that were there, and they were shunning you. And you remember the scene as if it was yesterday, but there's something extra. You notice that in the background, there, standing there, is your mum and your dad, and they look happy somehow. As soon as you say it's gone, as you look down at your dad, roams away, and he doesn't appear to be breathing.
I stab a bit more.
Okay.
Patricide!
I'm going for patricide next.
Okay, so. Luna?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm going to shoot the lady in the head.
Pull the trigger.
Boom, boom. You know, I've got two guns, so can I shoot them both?
Yeah, if you can help
you're at minuses.
You'll be at split dice pool.
Oh, will I? Put that
yeah.
In.
Spend rage, fire one each turn.
I'll do that.
Unless, of course, you're not ambidextrous, in which case you're still at minuses.
Yeah, no, I won't do that. I've got two. I miss.
You got two to hit?
Yeah.
I guess you get to dodge. Two, three, yeah, four successes. She's.
I throw my gun on the floor in a temper.
It goes off.
And then can I roll again then?
Roll the dice, it depends who it hits.
Four.
One, two, three, four.
Oh, I hit myself in the face.
Okay.
Oh well.
She
throw the gun at her.
Spins around, looks down again. And you see a tear start to roll down her cheek.
And she looks alive, vampires can't cry.
Wait, it's blood.
Oh. Vampires also can't go to the toilet.
No, they can't.
She then kind of...
All night long.
I'm going to say one thing.
Run.
She looks at you, nods, literally with one hand, grabs Ramsaway's, and she's gone.
No, don't let it take him, she'll bring him back.
Did I manage to sever his head?
No.
Can I shoot her in the hand when she goes to grab Ramsaway's?
If you can make it past the celerity, yes.
That'll be a no then.
You got a chance. It's high difficulty.
Okay, what's the difficulty?
8.
Trick shot it.
Can't hurt vampires when they're breathing.
But I could shoot away the bit of his dad that she's trying to grab.
You could shoot the clothing so the clothing rips.
I can't cause harm to a dead dude.
Make me wrong.
Is he dead? By the way, did I kill him? Did I kill him?
He's not breathing.
Your mum's a vampire.
No, I'm not going to try and abuse the rules. I'm just going to take the shot.
Okay, try and take the shot.
One success. Spend a willpower to get another one.
Okay.
Just. He said, "You run." I'm not trying to kill her. I just want to make it very fucking certain that she knows that she's free, he isn't.
Okay. That's cool. At that point, she's kind of stood there in mid-action, ready to run. You notice, in fact, no, you notice as well, because you're standing... Yeah, you notice that there's about 4 sets of headlights coming down the driveway.
Go, 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 go!
I'm going to try and make a grab for him, so...
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 successes to grab him if you want to. You get the feeling she's not going to leave without him. Or what's left of him.
If she moves past me, because I've got a... I'm somewhere between her and... I'll take it where she's got to run off to. I just need to touch her. Or him. In fact, can I make a go for Roams the Wise? I've spent a rage point. I've got an idea. Spend a rage. I'm going to get there and get there quick. That'll spend 2. I'll spend 2 to get... This is how it's going to work. 1 to basically increase my speed for a short time to burst over there. 2nd rage point, shift instantly to Krynos form. 3rd rage point, get the extra action.
Okay. Headlights coming closer.
Twisted in between her and Roams the Ways, I'm going to put my hand out like that on her chest. You know where this goes, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now grab him and sidestep.
5. Six. 7, 8. You ready for this?
Lovely come up.
No.
What happened, relatives?
Yeah, how fast are those fucking lorries going?
Not a very long drive, aren't they?
Bear in mind, I'm moving quick.
I know you're moving quick, yeah.
6 successes. Stamina and medicine roll, falling touch. Bye-bye.
How far does she fall?
She's on her ass. Doesn't matter. She's just fallen over. Okay. She is right. Over.
Okay.
I grab him, put my hand on him, and I sidestep.
Make me roll. And do you have anything reflective to walk into?
My clothes.
Okay, cool.
He's nearby.
Very nearby.
Oh, fucker, yes! 2 successes.
Awesome. Okay, you sidestep.
With him.
With him.
As soon as he sidesteps, I sidestep.
Okay.
Make me roll. Do you want me to roll the extra 2 dice?
No. You sidestep, no problem at all.
Okay.
These aren't... they're not the police, are they?
No.
As you see armoured personnel dropping at the back of these vehicles.
Go now.
On. Swarming up the left. Yeah, I'm getting onto this ship.
Where's Abby?
Where's Abby?
I don't know. Where's Abby?
She's on the ship.
She's on the ship.
Okay.
I'm not leaving Smith.
Okay.
As
I told his wife that I'd get him back.
Okay, you're on the ship, yeah? You're all making as you all make your way to the ship, you notice.
They've
sidestepped. Yeah, no, you've gone. As you've jumped onto the ship, you start going through the containers, trying to get. You know where he is, he's just trying to get to it. as you take a look back, as you see now, all the armoured personnel have come out and started made a cordon round the ship, and they're now putting gangplanks onto the ship.
How's this looking from
Arvin? Where are they getting the gangplanks from?
They're wherever they're breaking, they're making a way across.
It's going to take a while, though, isn't it?
Yeah. What you see from your point of view?
Yeah.
All black, iridescent black figures.
The worm.
100%.
Yeah.
Pure. What's Daddy look like, by the way? No, I mean, in the Umbra. Well, what's his corpse look like? Is it a corpse now?
It's a body still.
Sever his head.
It's black. He's the figure. You can see your dad. You can see his Krynos form, which is his true form in Umbra, and you can see it's got hundreds and hundreds of black veins, and it's kind of.
Actually, no. You sever his head.
Okay, I sever his head.
Make me a roll.
He's your dad.
I'm not fucking killing your dad for you. Kill your own dad.
Dex Melee.
Is that what it is, Dex Melee?
Yeah. I'll just count your coup de grace. He's not moving.
No.
Remember what? Nothing. I'm saying nothing. Nothing happened.
How many sevens are there?
Seven's the number of eight, isn't it?
It's all about the sevens.
Four
successes.
And they're all sevens.
That's cool. Okay.
I redeem myself again with the sevens.
Good.
You sever his head. As you sever his head, it rolls to one side.
Quick sidestep back with his head. That's regenerate this, bitch.
Don't sidestep back. You're on the pier next to the armed guards. That's common sense speaking.
Yes,
they can see the armed guards.
Yes.
Yeah.
As
funny as it would be to appear next to the vampire holding his head as a puppet and go
and then sidestep again. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Might be a little parallel.
Although that was my idea.
Yeah.
Is suddenly appear behind all of them, wave at you.
Difficulty 8.
And just start ripping them a new one.
There's a lot of them. They've got guns. I imagine they're planned for this.
I know, too.
That's cool.
This one's my risk, not your risk.
You're my... Yeah, but we're a pack. I ain't leaving you.
So this is the scene at the moment. You two have... Mishka and Theo have sidestepped into the Umbra.
I'll be there.
You've decapitated your father, Rams away.
Had to. I don't want to do it, but I've had to.
Don't ruin the... Could we throw him into the Umbral version of the sea?
You...
Bear with me. I might need to do a ride to the dead or something.
Found it hard. It wasn't a nice thing to do. It actually quite upset you with what's going on. But you haven't got time to think about that at the moment. As you were doing that, you noticed all these black figures moving towards this boat. On the boat at the moment are Leona and Bogdan with Abby, and the boat is being surrounded.
I think we need to go.
As you do that, you notice, you both notice, because you can see it from both sides, you notice Anthelios glow redder in the sky.
That's not good.
And you also notice, from the Umbra side, a larger figure with... The way it's depicted in the Umbra is void.
Where are they, I should be?
No, it's a figure standing a little bit back from the rest of the armed guards. It's just a black void.
It's running onto the boat.
In the real realm, you notice a female figure come walking forward. You recognise her from... She was one of the trio. She walks... forward towards the guards.
So it's the ghoul then.
And she looks at the line, find them, kill them. No one escapes. Two of them are in the Umbra, follow. As you notice, a group of eight literally sidestep.
Woohoo! Playtime.
What bludgeoning damage does my dad's head cause?
Stuff your dad's head. What bludgeoning damage does your dad's body cause?
As the eight figures sidestep into the Umbra, you notice they take on a more chaotic look.
Spirals.
They become warped.
For more of